Hello and welcome to the MNC Mindset Podcast, where each week we bring you short conversations on big ideas. My name is Sharon Crook and I'm joined by my husband, Greg Crook. Together we run CrossFit MNC in Monroe, North Carolina, where our mission is to help others find their true potential and live healthier, happier lives.
Good morning, dear.
Good morning.
First time trying this while I'm riding down the road in the truck. Hopefully the audio doesn't suck. And I got the AC come down a little bit. But I wanted to do episode two of kind of these shorter form podcasts. And today I wanted to talk about hydration and brought you on because this is a topic that we've talked about together a couple of times before, and we've addressed it. I don't know if it was in a newsletter or something else, but what's kind of brought it to my attention is obviously it's been hot as blue blazes lately, and we've had, you know, some days better than others, but you know, hydration is an important thing, especially with what we do and the environment we do it in. You know, we got fans and the doors open, but it still gets pretty damn hot in there, and you are losing a lot of fluid. My thing, and that, hey, can you, if you're in your office, will you move out into the living room? Because you're breaking up pretty bad. See if that's any better. But yeah, to your point, you can sweat buckets, and a lot of us do. And it was something that was covered quite extensively whenever I was doing my OPEC certification is proper hydration. And again, what kind of brought it to my attention, I thought it was, you know, worthy to share again, is how often I see folks stop in the middle of a workout to drink water, which is not, not the end of the world. The problem is, and this is how it was explained to me, that if you're not hydrated enough to get through a typical CrossFit workout, let's say 8 to 20 minute workout, if you can't get through that without having to stop and take a sip of water, and then for some, drink 2 full bottles of water in the middle of a workout, then you're already dehydrated. And
yeah, you're already behind.
What I think folks aren't doing is drinking enough water before they get to the gym. They're just, and maybe they're not drinking hardly any water. I don't know, you know, if they're drinking soft drinks, tea, coffee, whatever it is. But I thought it might be helpful if we kind of just knock out some of the basic guidelines, and there's a bunch of them out there, but I'm just going to go off of what I was taught, and what I do is 1/2 ounce per pound of body weight. So I did the math on, you know, for myself, I typically weigh right around 175, you know, usually a little bit under that, but that was a even number. So I need 0.25 ounces of water a day. And currently I'm drinking 4 20-ounces. I'll knock down 2 in the morning and then 2 on the back half of the day when I get back to the gym. And that doesn't include a KillCliff, the, you know, the coffee that I drink, and any other liquids that I may be getting through food and other sources. So, that's just water alone. And I think if folks would actually measure it out and see, that they're probably not drinking nearly enough. And I know for certain, especially the folks that do the afternoon class, there's a lot of them that aren't drinking enough prior to coming to class. Like you
should, it can, no, go ahead, sorry.
I was gonna let you.
Well, it can, like I said, if you're having to stop and drink during a workout, then you are already way behind.
Yeah.
And, you know, with the heat that we're experiencing right now, and then, like you said, you know, we've got fans and open doors like that, but we're, I mean, we're sweating a lot during a workout, you know, some more so than others, which is fine, but that's fluid that your body is losing that you have to replace on top of what your body needs normally.
That's a great point. That my 80 ounces, you know, let's just call it that for round numbers, doesn't account for what I get rid of, you know, throughout the day.
Right.
So I need more than that. And I usually, I'll drink another glass. I'm probably at the end of the day closer to 100 ounces, I bet, when it's all said and done. But
yeah. Well, that's like for me personally, like I sweat a lot, and that's what I don't know if I broke up and you guys heard me or not, but like I'll leave drips and puddles wherever my workout station is. I always feel bad for you because you got to come up after me, but that I don't feel thirsty at any point. And that's all day long, you know, because I just make sure I'm drinking, and of course I, you know, we also drink electrolytes on top of regular water, but that's where we should all try to be, especially when it's so hot this.
And that's, hopefully the right people will actually listen to this. And it's, you know, on top of just not hydrating appropriately, I think it turns into a crutch. Because there's a lot of times every 2 seconds stopping to take water, I think that becomes a habit, and it made me think about you and your sweat tile there for a little bit. And we've had other people in the gym that I remember a fellow that came to the 6 a.m. class usually, and he did the same thing. He couldn't do 2 reps without having to stop and grab his sweat tile. And I don't know that he was always sweating. It was just something he did that ended up taking 30 seconds away from his workout that he didn't need to do. And I think the only exception I might could see Murph, because that's an hour-long workout, maybe getting something to drink. But I've, in all my years doing it, I've never had to stop and drink anything. Like afterwards, I'll pound a Kill Cliff and even, you know, even to this day, like immediately after the workout, I'm grabbing, you know, one of my bottles of water from home with our little electrolyte drink or a Kill Cliff or, you know, it's whatever I got or got a taste for after the workout. But I've never had to do it in the middle of, because I was so thirsty that I had to have some water. So I guess the point of all this, and we're starting to, you know, run a little long, is start drinking now so you don't have to in the middle of the workout.
Yeah.
If that's indeed what's happening, if you're getting thirsty in the middle of the workout, then you're about 48 hours behind. So get the water in early, bring it with you, but drink it when you're done to replenish what you sweated out. But you should already be hydrated before you ever start. And that, I think you'll notice a big difference in performance, how you feel.
Recovery.
Certainly going to help your scores, because you're not going to be stopping every 10 reps to grab water. So I guess that's the general gist of it. But use that as a guideline. A half an ounce per pound of body weight is about where you'll want to be a day. And if it helps, measure it out at the beginning of the day, and then make sure you get it all in. I've seen, also, it's a bit of a pet peeve of mine, if I'm quite honest, people that don't go anywhere without their stupid water bottle, and I bet they don't drink a third of it. They just carry it around. I don't know if it's an accessory to their outfit or what, but just, if you're going to tote it around, drink it. Like, actually, like, finish it off. Otherwise, you're just trying to be trendy, and I think that fad is already gone by the wayside. All right. You got anything to add on that?
No, I don't think so. That's right. Good little nugget for all today.
Right. Well, we'll call it good there. So, guys, drink up and do it early and before you get to the gym, not in the middle of your workout. All right. Take care. We'll catch you on the next one. See you.
Bye, guys.